Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. I'm hoping to bring you a joyful episode today because on the 20th of January this month, it is Blue Monday. And Blue Monday is famed for being the most depressing day of the year. So I thought, right, well, we can't have that. So let's see what we can do to help you make sure that you navigate your way through the most depressing day of the year. And actually, if we can turn that day into a joyful day, well, then pretty much you've got the rest of the year nailed. So before we go into that episode, let's talk today about some of the feedback from you. And in the meantime, if you're on YouTube, please hit subscribe. And also, if you are listening to this on your podcast mediums, please share it with your friends and loved ones so that we can promote the free messaging that we give you right here. Jolly, she says, a timely reminder to take a conscious breath. It makes such a difference. Thank you as always. And those new to this podcast, because it might be your New Year's resolution to start thinking about your health, and therefore I've popped up in your feed. I talk about breath work as the most important health thing that you can do. And conscious breathing is the easiest thing to do. I talk about it all the time. So if you want to know the easiest health hack in the world, it is to convert the breath that you are taking anyway into a conscious one. And all you need to do is breathe slowly in, linger at the top of the breath, breathe slowly out, linger at the bottom of the breath. Do that three times. I promise you, at the end of the third breath, you are going to feel better. And it is free, it's easy, and you're doing it anyway. In the meantime, Susie says, I love following along with your gua sha. So again, gua sha is one of the healing techniques and one of the tools that I sell over on the Hey You Method. And it's one of the main things that people know me for. It was the thing that sort of broke me into the healthcare market from the realms of anonymity and now into your living room and into your audio worlds. So gua sha is the most amazing healing technique. It can be used with crystals on the face, but it can also be used with tools on the body as well. And over on my website, the Hey You Method, we have different little gua sha tools to teach you and loads of tutorials shown by me, showing you how to get the benefits of this amazing technique. Brilliant for fevers, coughing. It's brilliant for pain relief. It's brilliant for skin conditions. It's brilliant for relieving tension and inflammation in the body. So it is a really, really valuable technique and definitely worth knowing about. So today we're talking about Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year. Why is it one of the most depressing days? Well, there's a various number of reasons. It's the kind of post-Christmas slump. People tend to like Christmas. They tend to get excited about the holiday and the festive period. People tend to have had a break. Often that break isn't necessarily just relaxing in summer weather, but it's often family time with all sorts of people staying with you under your roof, which can often be quite exhausting, as well as quite costly, both on your time and on your finances. Lots of pressure in terms of that winter slump, which, because the winter break tends to be a lot of socialising, which actually isn't really what we're supposed to be doing at that time of year. So then the body's starting to get tired. Gloomy weather, broken resolutions. We were just talking about resolutions before we came on air. And James, the producer, just said, according to the Times magazine, 80% of resolutions have failed by February. That is quite depressing. And of course, because Blue Monday's on the 20th, you've only got 10 days to go. So we're going to assume by now 60% have probably gone by the wayside. So that makes you feel a little bit rubbish and a bit like, oh my God, resistance is futile. I'll never get off this rat wheel that I'm on. I can never make any significant changes. I might as well go and pour myself another glass of wine and to hell with it. And also lingering stress. Okay, so often all of these things are what let us feel, sort of leave us feeling rather down. So I want to turn all this on its head. Okay, this podcast is Own Your Health. And the idea of this podcast is to help you take power and to be empowered about how you feel and how you look and managing to make some meaningful changes in your world. And so let's turn Blue Monday into the most beautiful day of the year. Because if you can get Blue Monday rocking and rolling, then the rest of the year is going to be easy in comparison. So I can't really do much to help you with your financial position, because that's not really, I would send you probably to another finance podcast like Finance Matters or something like that. But what I can do is help you with your health. So that's what we're going to do. So the first things first. So let's just get ahead, because in Chinese medicine, we always say prevention is better than cure. We have a saying. Chinese medicine has sayings for everything. There's thousands of them. And what we say is a drop of prevention is a bucket load of cure. So the first thing is, let's just recap back into Christmas. Because the thing about December is the actual festival that we need to be paying attention to is the winter solstice. Now, the winter solstice happens on roughly the 21st of December. Now, it's interesting because I do pay attention to winter solstice, and I'm also a mother with children and a daughter with aging parents and, a wife, sort of an exiting partnership. And I have people coming to stay at my house, and everyone wants to pivot around what I've created. So therefore, I become the pivot at that key time of year. But I'm keeping an eye on what I'm supposed to be looking at, which is solstice. Now, what are you supposed to be doing at solstice? Well, you're supposed to be quiet. Oh, right, OK. You're supposed to be focusing inwardly. Right, OK. You're supposed to be going to bed early. You shouldn't be overindulging, and you should be resting. You should be peaceful. Above all, peaceful. And for those of you that still send and receive Christmas cards, I'm delighted to say that seems to be a dwindling thing, which is great because it's one less thing I have to do at this time of year. Often what we say on these Christmas cards is peace on earth. But actually, if I think about my 21st of December, and I invite you to think back now on yours because it was recent and you can probably remember, it probably wasn't. And we're not thinking about solstice at all. And then what happens is you have all this action going on over Christmas. We tend to be overindulging because that's just what's going on. And then you hit January, boom. And then suddenly the actual message of winter suddenly kicks in now. And because we tend to be a bit overstimulated as a society, and we like December because it's fun and up and energising and a little bit reckless, and we tend to be like moths to a flame in that kind of narrative because it's what we're used to, suddenly January feels really drab in comparison. But the first thing that I want to say to you is don't worry if the winter solstice came and went without you even realising it, because it was just eclipsed by its very glamorous sister, Christmas Day. Because what you've got right now is the opportunity to say, don't worry about that. As of this moment in time, I am going to honour my body and give it what it's actually wanting at this time of year, which is rest and peace. And one of the messages that I give on the Own Your Health podcast is that actually when you're giving your body what it actually wants rather than what it's being told it wants or what everyone else is whipping it up into thinking it needs, it's incredibly pleasurable. So this Blue Monday, let's take the colour blue as what it actually is, which is the colour of the energy in season right now, which is the water element, which is blue. And that blue is actually the colour of your kidneys, and your kidneys like rest. So let's give ourselves the much needed rest that we needed over Christmas and were unlikely to have had. So the first thing is take ownership of having a bit of a doss. So the thing is that what I like about January, and I'm really on a mission here to make January the most pleasurable month of the year. It's my favourite month of the year. And you're thinking, oh, here we go again, Katie. Why? Why? Because everybody is on my narrative. Everybody is taking self-care seriously at this time of year. Everyone's talking about it. Everybody's doing it. And you're not sticking out or looking a bit sort of self-centred by having a bit of time to yourself, which is what this is all about. So the first thing to say to you is put your feet up, get some Netflix going or some, you know, some things that you enjoy watching, make yourself a nice cup of tea, sit by your fire or sit in a nice warm room, put a rug over your lap and relax and go to bed early and sleep and don't socialise, because that's what Christmas was all about. And if anyone, do feel free to message in. Most people message me over Christmas time and find the whole thing exhausting. Christmas is quite the opposite of what it should be. It should be peaceful, and it's anything but for most people. So enjoy the peace. Give yourself the much needed break now. Take the pressure off yourself and indulge in some self-care and indulge in some privacy and indulge in some early nights and just indulge in doing what you want to do rather than watching something that has to be a group consensus of what everyone else wants to do. And you're trying to rack your brains to think of something and it's not normally what you want. So you can be a bit self-indulgent. That's the first thing to say. Now, the next thing, gloomy weather. Well, OK, but there's something rather lovely about cold weather if you're listening to this in a cold weather climate. OK, because cold weather actually, when handled correctly, is quite invigorating. So the thing is, always make sure, please, that you are wrapping up correctly. Hats, gloves, earmuffs, scarves, boots. OK, and make sure you're wearing slippers inside and make sure you're wearing a decent sized coat so that you're nice and warm. And then go for a walk. Because it's a quiet month, go out in your lunch break for a walk, wherever you are, if you're in the countryside, lovely, you get to go to the countryside. If you're in a city, can you get to a park? If you can't, a pavement walk. It's fine. And start to appreciate things which are free, like nature. Okay, we don't have to be buying things to be happy. Okay, it's a 20th century lie. Okay, retail therapy is a thing. And I'm not saying that I'm not shy of a bit of retail therapy myself. I enjoy shopping like other people. But the best things in life are free, and they are. A beautiful, crisp morning. Bringing this podcast to you from day, it snowed last night. I woke up to frost and it was lovely. And my little doggy, I took him for a little walkie this morning and he was romping around that grass, literally, I mean, like anything I've ever seen. I've never seen a more joyful sight in my life than my little dog, who's, this is his second year of snow. And he was just beside himself. I thought, take pleasure in this weather. It's cold and crispy. There's something quite nice about cold, crispy mornings. Actually, it's rather lovely. And I take my Christmas decorations down, but I leave my fairy lights up. The fairy lights get to stay. They're an all year round thing in my house. Now, outside, the fairy lights stay all year. Inside, they go by the start of spring. So by the time that the evenings are getting lighter and it's sort of 6 o'clock at night, the fairy lights are coming down. But at this time of year, the fairy lights stay. They're pretty. I love them. So does the candlelight. So do the scented candles. So all these lovely things, they stay. I enjoy them. I love them. And often they're things that I get given at Christmas time. Scented candles, for example, are a common Christmas gift, as are bath salts, okay, as are shower gels, as are soaps, as are like lotions and potions. So get up into your bathroom, go up there early and start doing these self-care techniques that I'm teaching you. Come and join my free class. Let's get some stretching going on into the mix. Let's get some of these wonderful patterns, and let's talk resolutions. The reason why resolutions get broken to the 80% mark in the first month of taking them, which is basically all of them, is they're too difficult. So reset them. The thing that I love about practicing Chinese medicine and this narrative is the actual new year where we send resolutions is not the new year, because I follow the lunar calendar. So I'll follow the Western calendar as well, because I live in the West. So it would be ridiculous if I didn't. Can you imagine the chaos of my diary, which is already, I already run late as it is. If I then start complicating, going, Vix, I'm really sorry, but I follow the Chinese New Year. So the lunar calendar. So actually the date that you've given me is not the date that I follow. It would cause chaos, which is why the world really doesn't. But we follow the lunar calendar as well. So start embracing the lunar calendar. It's brilliant, because what it means is that solstice was actually the festival that we needed to be looking at, other than for religious beliefs, which is, if that's up to you, that which one you want to follow. But if you don't have religious beliefs or you're a bit apathetic, then the solstice is the thing to be pinning your attention on. Now, if you didn't, because you probably didn't, the Western New Year is not the new year. OK, the Lunar New Year is the new year, and then the start of spring is the start of the cycle. So there's two dates where you can rebirth yourself. Now, this year, the Lunar New Year is the 29th of January this year. Now, it changes around. OK, and then the start of spring this year, because they don't share the same date, is the 3rd of February. It's normally the 4th, but it's the 3rd. They're not quite the same thing, because one's following the moon and one's following the sun. And that's another episode. But basically, you want to get your resolutions reset, OK, for the Lunar New Year. And then you've got another little bite, OK, in the start of spring, where you can, because the start of spring is the start of the new cycle. And it's called the seasonal nodes in Chinese medicine. And there's 24 of them, and they kick off with the start of spring. So right now, when I'm broadcasting this, we are at the very, very end. We're in minor cold, which is then goes to major cold. And then that's the end of that. You get Lunar New Year, and then you get the start of spring, and boom, it all starts again. So you can reset. So all of a sudden, the narrative becomes terribly positive. It's not like, oh, God, it's Blue Monday. It's the 20th. I'm a failure. It's all doom and gloom. It's a disaster. It's like, no, what you've done is you've set yourself things which are too difficult, which is why you set them in the first place. Because the reason why you probably weren't doing those things was because you probably didn't have time to do them. OK, and they're too hard on top of everything else that you're doing. So you need to give yourself a break. So give yourself a break today. OK, so the Blue Monday can be the reset button and go, right, do you know what? I'm giving myself a break. Even though I'm at work, I'm giving myself a moment to go, do you know what? It's OK. Right? It's too difficult because life is really hard, and I need to honour the fact that life is really hard, and it's hard for everyone. It's hard for me. It's hard for everyone else, because I'm in Earth School, and Earth School is tough. That's why we're here. But what we've got to do is sweeten it up, because Earth School is also sweet. Earth is sweet. If you want to see how sweet Earth can be, observe a dog. okay? Because dogs are earth animals in the Chinese zodiac, and they're very connected to the earth, and they enjoy the sweetness of life. They're enthusiastic about simple things like your company. And if you do not have a partner in your life giving you these things, because often in partnerships, we don't have time to give each other that attention, you need to give it to yourself. And that's why I created the tools. That's why they're there over on the Hey You Method, because they are like a lover's caress, okay? They are invigorating, they are sensual, and they are things that don't cost a fortune because you only need to buy them once, and then they will last you a lifetime if you look after them. And they give you pleasure. And no, that doesn't make them a sex tool. That's another 20th century thing, that only sex gives you pleasure and only someone else can give you pleasure. That's not true, okay? Sensuality is an important path of self-care. OK, and self-care is necessary because someone's got to look after you. And if you're looking around you right now and thinking no one really is, then you've got to look after yourself. And that's what this Chinese wisdom came from, because that's what people have been doing for thousands of years over in China to a very, very, very high standard. And frankly, Chinese self-care is a global treasure that we all need to pay attention to, because it's brilliant and it's intact and it's very, very comprehensive. I mean, what I'm giving you here on the podcast is the absolute tip of the iceberg. Okay, so what is my message to you for this Blue Monday? Is number one, honour the peace that your body is actually asking for, and don't think it's boring after glitzy old Christmas. Just think to yourself, this is the solstice time, which I didn't give myself at that moment in time. This is the peace that my body needs when it was unlikely to have received that over the festive period. Okay, so honour that. Stay in, relax, get some good habits going. Don't allow the New Year's resolutions to be too difficult. Do the simple things well. I talked about that in a more recent episode where we were talking about New Year's resolutions and things. So perhaps go back to that episode and listen to that, because I've covered it in depth. And honour yourself with some self-care. Go to bed early. Go to bed before you go to bed early. Go up to your bathroom and start your self-care routine even earlier so that you're really looking after yourself, because no one else is going to as well as you could. And laugh. OK, and if you do those things, I promise you that you will find that the Blue Monday will, I hope, bring you a little bit of a sea change, prepare you for the real new year, which is the astrological calendar and the lunar calendar, which is moving around you. So late January the 29th, which is for, she says, look at Vix again. I keep getting the dates muddled up. January the 29th. Yeah. So January the 29th for the Chinese New Year or the Lunar New Year, followed by the start of spring on the 3rd of Feb. OK, and with that, I hope sincerely it's going to make a massive difference to how you feel. So thank you so much for joining. If you've loved this episode, please hit subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. And if not, please forward this to your friends and loved ones and leave us a review so that we can get the word out there. Thank you so much for joining, and enjoy your Blue Monday and the rest of 2025.